Why do we have problems in our life now and then? Good question. Why do we have, give me a cup to put this in. Why do we have problems in our life now and then? And we wonder about it, we wonder about it. And why do difficult things take so long to disappear? You know, the difficult things just hang on and hang on and hang on. And why do those things happen? And those things happen for one simple, lovely reason. We keep giving them attention. Thank you. And because we keep giving them attention, they keep being alive. So now, when you say, I haven't got any money, then you are making an affirmation, I haven't got any money. When you say, I am abundant, then you're making an affirmation that you're abundant, and you're putting the cause in motion that you're abundant. But be careful. If you're panicky about it and putting the cause in motion, then you don't really believe it. You don't really believe it. Now, you are condemned to something or convicted of something or something, and you say, I'm free of all charges now, Hyun. I'm clear of all charges now. Well, that's great. But stop it. Now, believe it. Now, live in that consciousness. If you're going to keep saying that you're clear of all these charges, then you're going to keep having those charges in your mind. And if you say, I am clear of my poison ivy, I'm clear of my mumps or whatever other diseases you might have, or I'm clear of my cancer, oh boy, that's a good one, you know. It keeps hanging in there because you keep recognizing that you have something to be clear of. And if we could just learn to let go and do this. Now, Irene, from the Schweiz, just wrote us an email. And Irene was here in the School of the Master in the year 2000, and she took guitar lessons with us. And from 2000 to now, most of the students who were in the School of the Master haven't done a thing with their guitars. And they had the guitars, they could have learned it, they could have enjoyed it, but they didn't. So Irene said to herself, I am going to challenge myself. I'm going to take my guitar and go down to the nursing home where my mother is living, and I am going to entertain my mother and her friends, whoever wants to listen, with my guitar. I don't care how I play. I'm going to play well, of course. Whatever I am, whatever I do, I'm going to go and do it. So she went down there, and she played for these elderly people, and they listened to her, and they thought she was Paderewski. They thought she was super. My goodness sake. They didn't hear one mistake she made. They didn't hear one note that was out of place. All they heard was her love coming through that guitar playing. And you see, she had to have the courage to go and do it. So after she was going, she realized her voice was her strong element, but her guitar was good for a background. And so she played her guitar and used her voice, and pretty soon she had the whole group singing, and not only the nine people who were sitting there when she first came in that early in the morning, but the room filled up with people who were just, and the nurses all came in to sit delighted with her presentation of this. Now, Irene is studying to be a comic, to be a clown, and she just enjoys it so thoroughly. Now, it's just a natural thing. Now, can you see how having a guitar with a clown and then singing and doing all these other crazy things would be just such a cool element? And you see, she wants to be a good clown, and she wants to have something special to give to people. And so now she's letting go and letting these specialities come out. Because she always was good,
mm-hmm.
and she always could yodel, and she always could do a lot of things, and she was an outgoing lady, and
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And so she would do all these things perfectly, beautifully, wonderfully. But you see, the thing is, she didn't concentrate on her inability to play, or she didn't concentrate on her lack of ability to be perfect, you know. She just played what she played. When I go and sing to people, and I sing because I happen to be a grand opera star, and I happen to have a voice like Caruso, and I'm just so fabulous, you know, in my mind. And I sing to these people, and I sing songs on stage. in front of the whole International Luther Alliance group. So I just get up and sing. And they applaud me after I'm done singing. And goodness, I think they're applauding the song and the words that I chose, but they're applauding me too. But you see, it didn't matter. I didn't hear me singing. I heard me giving from my heart what I wanted them to have. And oftentimes in our morning talks, I'll just start singing and give from my heart what I want people to have, because it is great. It is fantastic. And it's wonderful. That's me. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, go away. I don't care. If somebody doesn't think I'm the greatest guy in the whole world, then, hey, you don't belong in my world. I think you're the greatest guy in the whole world. You certainly must recognize that I'm the greatest guy in the whole world, too. When I was a youngster, in my teens and 20s, my friends always asked me to get up on stage and sing. They always asked me to do all these things. And I knew my buddies in the a cappella choir were super, their voices were magnificent, so controlled, so powerful, and so beautiful. But they were just technical. They didn't have a love in their heart for the singing. And I had a love in my heart for the singing, and I'd get up and sing in front of these people and with these people and lead these people, and they would say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. These other guys would get up and sing, hey, that's great, you are great, you are great. But you see, everybody else joined with me, and they felt they were great, and which is what the show is all about. We can do anything we want to do if we're willing to let the past be gone, if we're willing to forget it. Of course, you say, Herb, you're talking about the past. No, I'm not. I'm talking about those memories in my present that are positive, dynamic, and powerful, and wonderful, and just the sort of thing that make me very, very happy, you see? Mm-hmm. And now, you can live in the present by remembering something from the past, but you remember it in a positive, dynamic way, and you're living it right today. When I'm talking about singing before these groups, I'm there. I'm in my mind. I'm singing, oh, and I'm just having a ball. And I have the perfect voice. Wow, am I good. And I am too, I don't want to say ignorant, but I'm too unaware to recognize that I miss a note here and there. Oh, my wife used to get on me so much. She's a professional musician, pianist and organist. And so I would have her sing for me. And then I would want to, you know, ad lib a little bit, you know, and have my own little verse. She said, you're not on the tune. You're not on the melody. You're not you're not doing what the music and the page says, you know. And I said, well, Faith, just flow with me. Flow with me, you know. She said, I can't. I have to play it correct. And I said, well, then you play it correct, and I'll sing it the way I want to. And she didn't play for me very often because she was too tied up on the idea of always being correct and perfect and so forth, which she was. And she did a beautiful job. But, you see, when you're going to be an entertainer, you have to flow with the person who's doing the entertaining. And she was purely the background for me. People weren't there to sit there and listen to her play the piano, you know. They were there to hear me sing and to join in the singing and to have a happy, happy time. But you see, forget the past. And I, by that I mean, forget all the negatives of the past. Forget all the things in the past that limit you. Forget all the things in the past that you wish had never happened. And they have. Because now it's over, and you're living in the present. Think of all the good things in the present. Think of all the wonderful things that are happening to you right now. And just how wonderful life is, and how perfect life is, and what a great joy life is, because that's exactly what life is. It is a great joy, and it is lots of fun. But only if you let go and live in the now. And this is what I am doing for myself, and it's wonderful. It's as though I had never been anywhere before this day. Because this moment, this day that I'm living, everything is happening. Nothing took place before, nothing takes place in the future, everything takes place right now. And I look at the future and I say, wow, you know, in 2050, they'll be doing things like this. But hey, right now, we got this. And isn't this fantastic? Isn't this fantastic? We got everything going for us, yeah. And we're having lots of fun. So be like Irene. Gather up your skirts and go in there full tank. and do whatever you feel you wanna do, and if anybody doesn't like it, that's their problem. If anybody doesn't understand you, that's their problem. If anybody thinks you're terrible, that's their problem. But everybody will think you're good if you really think you're good, if you really think you're wonderful, if you really think you're the greatest. You know why? Because you will not have the perception to see anyone seeing you different. Others can only see you what you are. And so Irene got up and sang. She says, I'm going to do this. And then you know what she concluded with? She concluded with this statement. She said, it was so much fun because I did it for myself.
Yeah.
You know? I did it for myself. And I thought, Irene, what a brilliant master you are. You certainly deserve your doctorate in philosophy from the University of Healing here, and you are just fantastic. I'm so proud of you, really. And you see, this is what life's all about. Life's all about being ourselves and having fun. And it has no relationship to anything else. Just, I gotta wash that man right out of my hair. Well, don't wash him out of your hair. Don't ever let him be in there in the first place. You know, you are in your hair. You are the wonderful one. You are the magic soul. You are the the beautiful being that makes the world go around and has a wonderful time. Do you understand me?
Yes, of course.
And isn't it wonderful? I tell you, we'll probably use this for a thought for today, but...
yes, it's good.
Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I didn't put it...